Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
We've been thinking about some top tips to learn English, and we thought, well, we could talk about it, we could write about it, we could podcast about it, but we thought maybe the best people to actually give us some good top tips on English are people who've actually been learning English. So we've asked our learners to give us some of their top hacks for learning English, and here they are.
To use English as often as possible and to listen to English every day.
It's to go to the country where you want to learn the language and get immersed in the culture of that country.
I think it's to travel on the English-speaking country to learn the way of life and the language. It's the best tip to learn the English language.
Don't translate from your own language and go directly from English to English.
Kiss, keep it short and simple.
Have tea with English people and try tea with milk.
Leave France and be a nanny.
When you see foreign tourists lost in the city, try and help them out.
In meetings, listen carefully to other people to help understand how to build the sentence.
At work, choose an English version of any software you're working on. Have a positive attitude and laugh at our own mistakes.
Spend a weekend in London and taste beers.
Be brave, don't be afraid of making mistakes. People generally understand what you're saying.
To use English as often as possible and to listen to English every day.
To fall in love with an Englishman.
Follow English football, especially Chelsea, best in London.
Prepare and check a sentence in writing before a discussion.
Listening to series and songs in English to pick up the accent.
Playing a computer game with international team.
To be motivated and so to fix an specific objective, professional goals.
So there you have some very useful tips from real learners who are learning English. Now, maybe you have some tips as well that you could share with us. If you'd like to share them in the comments below this post, or you can send them to www.eflpodblog.com. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.